Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, again, we're going to track these protests this afternoon that are supposedly happening. And, you know, Sue, one of the questions, and we'll get to this with Brian Kilmeade at the bottom of the hour, who's spending the money on all this organization, right? In that email that I mentioned. Yeah, they're trying. So in the email from the MAC, it says it's a group known as 50501-STL. So what the hell is that, right?
Yeah.
Alo Plaza is one of the places, and then Tam Avenue, the overpass on 6440. Hey, last week I was getting ready for the show, and I walked by one of the other studios, and somebody grabs me and says, "Hey, are you Mark Reardon?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "I'm Alex Gold with 610 Sports Radio, who's been on the show many, many times. Shamefully, he was not on the air with me. You were in town for the Royals game, though. How are you, Alex? Good afternoon."
Hey, what's going on, Mark? Yeah, we were in town last week at the Cardinals game for one of the Royals' top prospects, Jack Caglione. So we did our show there at the sister station there in the building. And, yeah, I know we just happened to cross paths there very quickly. So well, I appreciate having you guys have me on, I guess.
Yeah, I was disappointed because, honestly, the situation was the day before that, I told Fred, hey, we need to get Alex on talking about what we're going to talk about right now. So we were curious, and we don't have a ton of time. I have Brian Kilmeade calling me here in a couple of minutes. But from the Kansas City perspective on this stadium bill that is working its way through the legislature, there's going to be tax money involved. Give me the Kansas City spin on this right now.
Well, so the big update, I'm sure, as you guys have pointed out in the last 40 minutes or so, is that the Missouri House did pass this stadium funding bill. So it's headed to the governor's desk. He's going to sign that. And so this, at this point in time, means all the options are once again, you know, really on the table for both the Chiefs and Royals. Because if Missouri wasn't going to get the state funding bill done, then I don't know how you would have been able to retain one or both of those teams in Missouri. This now allows them some financing mechanisms to pay it up to 50%, let's say, of a renovated Arrowhead and a new ballpark for the Royals, likely in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Now, Kansas, on the other side, you know, has these star bonds that expire at the end of the month. And if, depending on your belief in the bond market or not, they believe that could pay for up to 70% of a project on the Kansas side. So I think what really the news today does is it allows the Chiefs and Royals truly to sit back now, and they've got every single option really on the table now that they know they have the financing, at least at the state level,
right,
in the state of Missouri as well.
So the bill that passed penalizes the teams for leaving Missouri within 30 years by making them repay the tax breaks. Now, we have several Republicans, as I'm sure, you know, stations in KC have members who are coming on. And there was an indication from one of our state senators, who, by the way, voted against the bill, Nick Schwer, who's from the St. Charles area, saying, you know what, he thought that the Royals, despite the package and despite the offer on the table, that they would likely go to Kansas anyway. What is your gut check on that?
So the thought is that, you know, the Chiefs could withstand a Jackson County vote if required, right? For those that don't know, I mean, it lost by 16 points when these two teams were on the same ballot last April in Jackson County.
Right.
For a variety of reasons. And I don't think the Royals can afford another vote. Like, I don't believe it would pass in Jackson County. But they need the city of Kansas City, Missouri, to get something done in Missouri. They will have to bypass Jackson County because of Frank White and some other issues that we could spend plenty of time talking about. And so I think the Royals know that, you know, if the city of Casey Mo can't come together with the financing that they need to make this happen, then Kansas is ready for them, right? I mean, there's a lot of rumored sites in Overland Park, for example, has been discussed, which would be more of a suburban type setup versus downtown baseball, which is what the Royals initially proposed for everybody out there. But yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the circumstance for both the Chiefs and the Royals, the Chiefs at one point in time were pretty adamant about renovating Arrowhead. Recently, there's been some reporting here in town suggesting that Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, is now more open-minded about building a dome, which would open up possibilities for, you know, Final Fours and a potential Super Bowl even.
I hate domes, though. We have news today. They're going to spend we had the Rams settlement money that came here, and I guess they're talking about this today, a $53, $54 million renovation of the dome, which is just a heap of crap. I'm not. Have you been to that dome in a while? Have you been there?
It's been terrible. Probably 15 years at least.
But, you know, even all these things aside, hearing you talk about a dome for the Chiefs, that just bums me out. It really does. And, you know, I don't like indoor football, especially because you have that atmosphere. Now, I guess it's going to be the money is going to do the talking in this situation. So I get why Clark Hunt would want that. But just as a fan, that's disappointing. Let me ask you one more question about Kansas. Are they basically just opening up the checkbook over there?
It's pretty darn close. You know, Star Bonds are something that have had some success. There's a few projects that haven't had as much success. They used it for the Speedway many, many years ago out by the Legends area in KCK. Now, much smaller project than what we're talking about here for a Chiefs stadium or a Royal stadium. But, you know, the question is whether or not the bond market, if there's backers of these bonds that would actually believe that you can get up to 70% of this thing funded. There's some people that are very skeptical whether or not that can happen. Their offer, if it actually can be 70%, then it's better than what Missouri has. But again, that's where everybody's a little skeptical whether or not that actually is the case or not. Is it closer to that 50%, which is what Missouri at the state level is offering for a renovation at Arrowhead or a brand new Royals ballpark downtown.
And Alex, one more topic, and we can spend more time on this maybe even next week, but I understand you and I think maybe even started our relationship over the air talking about gambling and wagering in Missouri. I guess the Gaming Commission has started processing applications now, finally?
Yes. Yeah, everything's on track now, even though it was kind of pushed back a little bit. It sure looks like December 1 is what we're looking at now for a launch date in the state of Missouri, and the application process still has to go through with everything, and there's going to be, you know, the big players, at least when it comes to the apps that everybody's probably heard of for those that go to Illinois and everything like that, or up to Iowa.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're finally going to have it, Mark. We got to wait till until probably December 1.
It's unfortunate that it's delayed until then, but at least it's coming and we kind of have a target date. Alex Gold, thanks for the update this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Very timely with the bill going to Governor Kehoe's desk. So have a great week. Thank you, Alex.
You too. Thanks.
Take care. Kilmeade's coming up next. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.